Full Truth Broadcast with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the General Overseer. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial 610-583-2400 or write to P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023 in the United States of America.
Prove them wrong.
Yes.
Yes,
sir. He said, I'll rain on the just. As well as
the unjust. Amen.
He's trying to turn the unjust
to just.
Just.
Amen.
In my deliverance to you, you must prove in your own mind, heart, and soul that man comes from God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You got to prove that. I don't have to prove nothing.
Amen.
This I know.
Amen.
You don't stop.
Your works will follow you.
Amen.
I know what he said to me.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
And then when you take it and mix it with your faith, you will find out you came from God.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
I believe your report.
When the Lord came and said, Peter, drop your net. He didn't say, let me see your resume.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
He didn't question him, okay, what's your calling?
Amen. Amen.
Peter dropped his net.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
He could hear the voice and know it was of God and your faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Saul on his way to Damascus asked the question, who are you? All I want to know is who are you? That was the question of an Israelite. So I want to know who to worship. Who has stopped me on my journey? Who has entered my heart, my soul, and my mind and caused me to be blind? Who are you? And heaven said,
I'm Jesus.
You're not trying to change his testimony.
Can't tell it.
He told Eric, change me, God.
Yes,
amen.
He did.
I walk my way
to
Damascus. That's right.
When the word of the Lord has been established, it cannot change.
Amen.
The Lord said, I'm coming for a church.
Yes.
You think he's not coming?
He's coming.
He's coming. He's coming. He's coming.
Thank you, Lord.
There was a man whose name was Adonijah. He was the son of the king. And he was the oldest. And he said, it is my lot to be king after my father David is dead. And while David lived, died, Adonijah got it and said, I'm going to be king. You're bad. So Adonijah killed his ox. Then he came along and he had some followers. But somebody who knew something was wrong said, wait a minute. The priest went in to the king and said, oh king, who did you say was going to reign after you? He said, Solomon's going to reign after me. They said, well, Adonijah was already gone. Was Adonijah right?
No, sir.
What did God declare? Solomon. Is there anything new under the sun?
No, sir. No, sir.
When the man of God declares unto you what thus saith the Lord, what is your job?
Obey.
If you intend on me, God.
Amen.
How do you know the Lord said in the beginning God created the heaven and earth? A man wrote it down.
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to listen to this account that is written in the book of the Kings. And it gives you such a picture that if you are by anything that lies within this writing, follow the writings.
Amen.
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 Because I can liken it unto today, when there was a man sent from God that said, follow Nehemiah.
Amen.
I don't care who else has come up and said, I'm going to do it. Really. Inquire of the man of God, what did you say?
Amen.
Because the word of the Lord is dropping as the rain. And when the rain drops down and hits the earth, it distributes back. Just like the dew. And what he sent down, his only thing is going to be received is a reverberation or a mirror from what was said and reflect right back what you said.
Amen.
Amen.
Nothing contrary can change the word of God once it hits the earth.
Amen.
It's got to go back to God just like it came down.
Amen.
And when you try to change it, God will note you.
Amen.
And set you aside for a season.
Yeah.
And if you never, ever say, forgive me, you will sit there until death breaks.
Amen.
That's the word of the Lord.
Amen.
If Bishop Shelton was to raise up today, who do you think congregation he would walk to?
Right here.
Where's Nehemiah?
He'd find us.
Nehemiah said, Father, I'm resting.
Amen.
He said, well, where's that man that fell at your knees and you said, rise from nothing but a man?
Amen.
Where is he? I said, here I am.
Amen. Yeah.
So when the Lord said to me, I will not only bless you, but all them in your company.
Amen.
Is he going to bless them that are not in my company?
Nope.
No, sir.
That's not what he said.
Amen.
The proof of everything is in what did God say.
Amen.
Now where are you going? If Peter did not drop those nets, but he did.
Yes.
The rest is history.
Yes.
Paul didn't resist the heavenly vision. He said he didn't.
Amen.
What are you going to do for what God has shown you? The water baptism in his name is required.
Amen.
Not in the titles given by men. The reason there's so much confusion in the world, I was having on my phone and this thing popped up from TikTok or Facebook or whatever it was, this one was saying, God is not a ghost. God is not a man. God is not a fire. He's the third person in the head. And I said, you're a liar, a pit of hell. Why are you on my phone? The Holy Ghost. She said, and he wasn't a dove. Okay. The word said it fell on him like a dove. What do you believe? You believe he fell like a dove? Okay. The scripture says he fell like a mighty rushing wind in the upper room. What do you believe? And she's contrary to it. So you think the word said, oh, come on, baby. I love you.
Nope.
He's going to be just like your mama was in the store. Before you went in, she said, now I'm going to this room. And don't you cut up, because if you cut up, mama cut up with you. And don't you ask her nothing. Don't do nothing. Your mama did it to you. Your mama did it. And we tried. And she tried us. What did I tell you? Obedience is better.
That's
these things you all know.
Amen.
Put your ears on when you read this account of someone that tried to take the mantle of God and God said no to it. You're going to hear how the mother of the king, said, I'll go in and I'll advocate for you and I'll see what the king will say after you were wrong. But you were already warned that if your heart is wrong, you shall die. And Adonijah tried to tell him, you must pay attention to when King David was told that he could not get warm. They found a handmaiden and gave it to make him warm. And when he died, Adonijah asked for a hurriedly marriage. Why'd you want to do that? But listen to what the Jabira did. Find yourself in the book. Is this queen or the Jabira to the king you that someone will ask you to advocate on their behalf to get God to answer you? And you say, I'll inquire. And listen to the king talk to his mother. I find myself in the book.
Yeah.
Ears on?
Amen.
All right.
1 Kings, verse 7.
Can you hear him?
Yes, sir.
Now King David was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with cloaks, but he had no heat. Wherefore a servant said unto him, let there be sought for my lord the king a young virgin, and let her stand before the king, and let her cherish him, and let her lie in thy bosom, that my lord the king may give thee. So they sought for a fair damsel throughout all the coasts of Israel, and found Abishag, a Shunammite, and brought her to the king. And the damsel was very fair, and cherished the king, and ministered to him, but the king burned up. And Adonijah, the son of Haggai,
they said he didn't know her, y'all.
Yeah,
he got it. Years old.
Yeah.
No funny stuff.
Keep him warm.
Why did he? All right.
And Adonijah, the son of Haggai,
his Adonijah,
exalts himself, saying, I will be king. And he prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him.
He looked like he was going to be.
And his father had not displeased him at any time, saying, why hast thou not so? And he also was a very goodly man, and his mother buried him after Absalom. And he conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abathar the priest, and they followed Adonijah and him.
He found somebody to help him. See, she didn't say, how am I going to do this? Asher said, man, I have to help you. I put out a whole plan. I'm going to leave y'all, but I'm going to leave a whole plan. Just follow the plan. I'm going to be gone.
Amen.
I'll help you. And when he did not go, he voted against
him. Amen.
They threw him out.
Amen.
But he found some help. Yes.
Was that up the priest? And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan the prophet.
They didn't call that. Adonijah didn't call the ones in reputation of ones who was right. He didn't want them nowhere around.
And Shimei and Abiathar, and the mighty men which belonged to David, were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah slew Shimei and Oxen, and fat cattle by the stone of Sepulchre, which is by Gorgo, and called all his brethren and the king's sons, and all the men of Judah the king's servants. But Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah and the mighty men, and Solomon his brother, called not. Wherefore Nathan spake unto Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying,
Jabira, he all go. We got to figure this thing out. It's so wrong. The way we say, let's make this thing happen. Let's go to the king.
Hast thou not heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggai, doth reign, and David our Lord dwelleth in thee? Now, therefore, king, let me, I pray thee, give thee counsel that thou mayest save thine own life and the life of thy son Solomon.
Hold on. Let me give you some advice that you can save yourself. Yes.
Go and get thee in unto King David.
Go ask.
and saying to him, "It is not thou, my lord, O king, swear unto thy handmaid, saying, assuredly Solomon, thy son, shall reign after thee."
Here's Jabir. She said, "Didn't you tell me Solomon's going to reign?"
"And he shall sit upon my throne. Why then doth that not your reign?"
Why is that not your reign?
"Behold, while thy yet son is still with the king, I also will come in after thee and confirm thy words." And Bathsheba went in unto the king into the chamber, and the king was very old, and Abishag the Shunammite ministered unto the king.
Here is the woman to keep him warm. She is now ministering to the king because she loved the king and the kingdom. She would not let anything go against what he has said.
Amen. Bathsheba bowed and did obeisance unto the king. And the king said, "What wouldest thou?"
"What you need, Bathsheba?"
And she said unto him, "My lord, thou swearest by the Lord thy God unto thy handmaid, saying, assuredly Solomon, thy son, shall reign after me, he shall sit upon my throne. And now, behold, that Adonijah shall reign. And now, my lord the king, thou knowest it not.
You don't know.
And he hath slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and hath called all the sons of the king, and Abiathar the priest, and Joab the captain of the host, but Solomon thy servant, and he not called."
The rightful one was the man.
"And thou, my lord, O king, the eyes of my Israel are
on thee. I'm with you.
That thou shouldst
tell them, sure.
That thou shouldst tell them, who shall sit upon the throne, but my lord the king after them."
The host of Ahula and Ahula doesn't matter to God, because he can take the thing that is the lowest and elevate it by sin.
Amen.
And he will change the nature of he doesn't care. Take me at my word.
Amen.
When you stop worrying about your wrong and your right, you're going to be all right with God.
Amen.
Whose job is it to deliver?
God.
If he say now, follow after me, what you going to do?
Follow.
Talk with the king, Nathan the prophet also came.
become the master of all.
And they told the king, saying, "Behold, Nathan the prophet." And when he was coming before the king, he bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground. And Nathan said, "My lord, O king, as thou said, that Elijah shall come after thee, and he shall sit upon thy throne. For he has gone down this day, and has slain oxen, fat cattle, and sheep in abundance, and hath called all the king's sons, and the captains of those,
and hath all the congregation together. But the righteous folks didn't go."
Amen.
And Abathar the priest, and behold, they eat and drink before him, and say, "God save the king out of it. But me, even me, thy servant, and Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and thy servant Solomon, hath not called. Is this thing done by my lord the king?"
Is this what you said?
"And thou hast not showed it unto
thy servant." You didn't tell us? Do you know Joshua could not have done anything until Moses put it before the congregation and say, "Fall away"?
Amen.
And when you box this back up and you get it in your God-like position, and you're going to have to say, "What did God say to me to do?"
Amen.
But you got everybody that has given account to God.
Amen.
"Who should sit on the throne of my lord the king after that?" Then King David answered and said, "Call me Bathsheba." And she came into the king's presence and stood before the king.
Here you come.
And the king swore and said,
"His glory be glorious,
as the Lord liveth.
When my father opened his mouth,
that hath been my
Lord the glory said, hush that. The Lord has visited my child."
Amen.
How did that Bathsheba, glory to Lord, know what God had done? She was a witness.
Amen.
"As the Lord liveth, that hath redeemed my soul out of all distress. Even as I swore unto you by the Lord God of Israel, saying, assuredly Solomon, thy son,
Solomon
shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne."
He shall sit upon my throne.
Amen.
"In my stead, even so will I serve thee in this day." Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth, and did reverence to the king, and said, "Let my lord King David live forever." And King David said, "Call me Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada." And they came before the king. The king also said unto them, "Take with you the servants of your lord, and cause Solomon my son to ride upon the mount of mule, and bring him down to Gion. And Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, anoint him, their king over Israel, and blow you with the trumpet, and say, God save me, Solomon. Then you shall come up after him."
Who did the Lord say follow? Solomon. Who are you going to follow?
Solomon.
"Then you shall come up after him, that he may come and sit upon my throne. And he shall be king in my stead. And I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and over Judah." And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada answered the king and said, "Amen. The Lord God and my Lord the King say so.
What do you say?
Amen.
"As the Lord hath with my Lord the King, even so be he himself, and make his throne greater than the throne of my Lord the King." So Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Sheriffites and the Pelethites went down and caused Solomon to ride upon David's mule and brought him to Gion.
Is the righteous man coming now?
And Zadok the priest took an horn out of oil of the tabernacle and anointed Solomon. And they blew the trumpet, and all the people said, God save King Solomon. And all the people came up after him, and the people piped with pipes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth rang with the sound. And Adonijah and all the guests that were with him heard it, as they had made an end of eating.
Now that Adonijah has finished his feast, he hears something. What is that noise? Is the righteous man in the south.
Amen.
Sound the alarm.
Amen.
Here comes the children of
anything in another world. And while he yet spake, behold, Jonathan, the son of Abathar, the priest came. And Adonijah said unto him, Come in, for thou art a valiant man, and bringest good things. And Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah, Verily, our Lord King David hath made Solomon king. And the king hath sent with him Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Sharonites, and the Peliathites. And they have caused him to ride upon the king's mule. And Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king and got in the home. And they come up from and is rejoicing, so that the city rang again. This is the noise that he had heard. And also Solomon sitteth on the throne of the king. And moreover, the king's servants come to bless our Lord King David, saying, God make the name of Solomon better than my name, and make his throne greater than my throne. And the king bowed himself upon the bed. And also thus said the king, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which hath given one to sit on my throne this day, my eyes even see. And all the guests that were with Adonijah were afraid, and rose up and went every man on his way.
Everybody that was with the wrong one got scared. You don't see that today, do you? It should
be. Amen.
And Adonijah feared because of Solomon.
Adonijah was not afraid. Yes.
And arose and went and caught hold on the horns of the altar.
If you grab the horn, you're supposed to have faith.
Come on. And it was told to Solomon, saying,
Solomon,
behold Adonijah.
Adonijah was going to the altar. Grab the horn. You gonna spare him?
Hear the king Solomon. For lo, he hath caught hold on the horns of the altar, saying, Let King Solomon swear unto me today that he will
spare my life,
that he will not slay his servant with the sword. And Solomon said, If he will show himself a worthy man,
if you will show yourself worthy,
there shall not a hair of him fall to the earth.
A hair on your head will not fall to the earth. I want to know where your heart is going to be.
But if wickedness shall be found in him,
if wickedness be found in you,
he shall die.
You shall die. Not go home.
So King Solomon went, and they brought him down from the altar, and he came and bowed himself to King Solomon. And Solomon said unto him, Go to thy house.
Go.
First game, first chapter.
Read the second chapter, give them the conclusion of that. So they can see what my theory is.
First game.
In pursuit of being perfected. What did God say? Solomon. What will the church say?
Solomon.
First game, second chapter, verses 10 through 25. So David slept with his fathers.
David died.
He was buried in the city of David.
He was buried in the city of David.
In the days that David reigned over Israel were 40 years.
40 years. 7 years.
7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And sat Solomon upon the throne of David his father, and his kingdom was established greatly. And Adonijah the son of Haggith came to Bethsheba with the mother of Solomon.
Who did he come to? He came to the river. I need you to help me. I need some help from someone that knows the king that I can go to. And they will get my cause together. Yeah. And listen to that queen, the king's mother.
And she said, Comest thou peaceably?
Peace?
And he said, Peaceably. He said, Moreover, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And she said, Say on. And he said, Thou knowest that the kingdom was mine, and that all Israel set their faces on me.
Mother, you knew it was supposed to be mine.
It was best for you.
But because you thought it was supposed to be yours, don't make it
yours.
Amen.
Amen.
What did the Lord say? Come on.
That I should reign.
You knew I should have reigned over Israel.
Howbeit, the kingdom has turned about and has become my brother's. For it was from the Lord, it is from the Lord.
It was his. You got your ears on?
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Yes, come.
And now I ask one petition of thee.
I ask one petition of thee.
Deny me not. And she said to him, saying, And He said, "Speak, I pray thee, unto Solomon again, for he will not say thee nay." Solomon won't tell you no. Then he give me Abishag, the Shunammite's wife. You know who she is, right?
Yes, sir.
That's years old?
Yes, sir.
Get King War.
She's the one that got the king born. Man. Why do you want her? Now, what did Solomon tell him? I spare your life if no wickedness is found in your home.
Right.
Okay. Mama got your advice. Let's go to the king.
And Bathsheba said, "Well, I will speak to thee unto the king."
I'll speak for
you. Bathsheba, therefore, went unto King Solomon to speak with him for Adonijah. And the king rose up to meet her and bowed himself unto her and sat down on his throne.
What did the king do in this moment?
He bowed to her.
He bowed to her. Is Jabira in the house?
Yes.
Amen.
Are you here?
Yes.
Yes.
And the king rose up to meet her and bowed himself unto her and sat down on his throne and caused the seat to be set for the king's mother. And she sat on his right hand.
You all didn't miss that.
No, sir.
Right hand.
Then she said, "I desire one small petition of thee, I pray thee, say me not that."
And they don't tell me no.
And the king said unto her, "Ask one, my mother, or I will not say thee that."
Let that soak in. Ask what you will, mother. I will not say no.
And she said, "Let Abishai the Shunammite be given to Adonijah and thy brother's wife."
What did the king just say? What, mom?
King Solomon answered and said unto his mother, "Why dost thou ask Abishai the Shunammite for Adonijah? Ask for him the kingdom also."
Will you give him the kingdom also? What did she minister to? Why would you give something that ministers to the king to him? Mm-hmm. You might as well ask for the kingdom as well, Mark.
Ask for him the kingdom also, for he is my elder brother, even for him and for Abba the priest, and for Joab the son of Zeruiah. Then King Solomon swore by the Lord, saying,
"Lord,
God, do so to me,
and I'll do so to me.
More also.
And more also.
If Adonijah had not spoken this word against his own life."
If Adonijah had not opened his own mouth against his own soul, and I'm going to fix it this day.
Amen.
Now, therefore, as the Lord liveth, which hath established me, and set me on the throne of David my father, and who hath made me a house, as promised, Adonijah shall be put to death this day. King Solomon sent by the hand of Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and he fell upon him, and he died.
What did the Lord say? Solomon. So no matter what else came, it was
Solomon.
So the Spirit of the Lord says that the word of the Lord dropped like the rain. And this feels like the dew. And you hear the man of God's voice tell you what thou ought to do to save yourself. Will the word of the Lord accomplish what he sent it out for to you?
Yes.
Amen.
He will not return void.
And the word of the Lord comes to you.
Thank you, Lord.
And say, "Be ye blessed."
Yes.
In your obedience to every word that you have heard.
Yeah.
As the reason that the word of the Lord has had its course with you. That when the word of the Lord came out of the mouth of God, it put you on the present course that you are on.
Amen. Amen.
When he said, "Now follow after the thing that I have established." You said, "I have found the foundation of this faith,
What is going to press me there? The cause that the word of the Lord shall put me on. Every step toward fulfilling the perfect word that came out of the mouth of God must be done by you.
Amen.
So I commend then you to God.
Yes.
I will give you then the word of his grace.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
His words are able to build. And put your faith so strong that no matter what the world says, you say the word of God will have free course with me. The word will set my course.
Amen.
So if it says modest of power, it has set my course.
Amen.
If it says repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, it has set my course.
Amen.
My perfection then is in following the word of the Lord.
Amen.
And I leave this simple word to you, as was done when someone came up and said, I'm going to be king against what God said. Someone was Jabir. Says, I'm going to inquire of God that I know. And accordingly, Jefferson was our Jabir. When Courtney Jefferson said, here is what the man of God left for the church. And she gave it to us.
Man.
So whoever told us don't read it, we said we want to read it.
Amen.
Your course is now set.
Amen.
False doctrine can't be in your walk.
Amen.
Believing in God is your walk.
Yes. Amen.
Denying your heritage is not your course.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world was ever laid, God had predestined you to be saved.
Amen. Amen.
So therefore,
thank you, Jesus.
Let the word of the Lord have free course. Let it set your course right.
Amen. Amen.
The word of the Lord set the course for Jonah.
Yeah.
But Jonah wanted to be wrong. Those guys on the ship say, somebody God is angry. And it happened to be they were crazy man and over there asleep with all of us a word. And they grabbed it. They said, what are we going to do with it? They throw his mind God overboard. And the Lord was ready with a fish. When they threw him overboard, here's the purpose of God. My word is established. What did I say? Go to Nineveh. And the fish received. Jonah went in that dark hell. Stayed there 3 days. And
3 days.
Now he's waiting for his mind to get right and get on course with what God told him to do. And when he remembered God, God spoke to him. God opened his mouth to a fish. Said, let it rise. And the fish went as far as he could go and spit Jonah out of dry land.
Amen.
What do you think he's going to do for you?
Amen.
He will set your course.
Thank the Lord.
And when you let the word of the Lord then have free course with you, you obey everything written.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Are you in pursuit of perfection?
Amen.
Amen.
I commend you then to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I
Yes.
Free up your word to be right when it comes across your tongue. That a lie will not proceed out of your mouth.
Amen.
I will pray that the Lord will open your eyes to see that he has never left you. No.
Forsake
you. Somebody else might let you go and forsake you.
Yeah.
But that is
by the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord said, I'll make sure you will provide for
you. Amen.
He will open the window of heaven for you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
What a blessing.
Yesterday,
yesterday,
yeah, Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.
Do you have it?
Do you have it like the Bible says? Do you have it?
Do you really have it?
Do you have it?
See, we have it.
Do you have it like the Bible?
You don't need it.
Yes, I've got it.
You go.
Yes, I've got it like the Bible
says. You said I suffer not. I suffer not. I've got it. Come to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. You're going to need it. Need it like the Bible says. You're going to need it. Truly need it. My Lord, you're going to need it. Yes, I have it. Yes, I have it. Yes, I have it like the Bible. My, my, my. Yes, I have it.
You're gonna need it. You're gonna need it. You're gonna need it like nobody.